I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
All right, listen, it's time now for the one and only, often imitated but never duplicated, the man with a plan, the organic gardener, Doug Oster, DougOster.com. Got the fishing boots on, so I know where he's headed later today. But for the next 50-plus minutes, he'll be here taking your calls and amazing you with his gardening knowledge. So let's start off by giving out that opportunity to the 10th caller at 412-922-1020, a wonderful $25 gift certificate to Sorgles in Wexford. And all I know, all of my Italian friends are, well, I got to get ready to bury my fig trees. But finally, after all these years, your Pratt Pack, if you're watching this in the Metropolitan Window video screen, kdkradio.com, click on KDK Watch. I am holding in my hand, not one, not two, but three delicious, scrumptilicious figs. So I thank you for that, Doug Oster.
Well, that's our story today that we're going to be playing at 7:15. I stumbled onto a beautiful story about figs yesterday. I got an email saying, hey, would you like to try some figs? And I said, sure. And when I got to this gentleman's house, Alan and his wife Louise, I saw the most incredible fig operation I've ever seen in my life. Just stunning, and with this great family history. And so I convinced them. I said, I've got to tell this story. And they're like, we didn't call you out here to record this. I just wanted to give you some figs. I know you like figs. I said, I know, but this is a...
That's what we do.
Yeah, that's exactly. That's what we do. And so after the first break, we'll hear from them. And it's just a... This is what I love. Why I love what I do is stumbling onto these things. And I'll talk a little bit about it afterwards, but the three of us, Louise, Alan, and myself, we're going to put together a little pop-up event where it'll be in the North Hills, and I'm not sure when, maybe next week, but tune in next week. I'll have all the details where you can come and try a real fig. And so I brought a few for you, Rob, because wanted you to have them. And in 10 minutes when I got home with all those figs, my wife had made them into this salad of spinach and walnuts and feta and figs and oranges and, with balsamic. It was just,
so good. The connection to the Italian heritage, where that comes from, right?
No.
Opera. Figaro.
Oh, gosh.
I was waiting for 3 minutes to get
that in. Yeah.
And I should have waited a little longer.
Yeah, maybe 3 days.
Hey, listen, we want to take your phone calls at 866-391-1020. But honestly, all of my really full-blooded Italian friends, they're either stomping the grapes or burying the fig trees.
And that's how I do mine. And we do have a guest coming up in October. My friend Steve Biggs, the Fig Whisperer, to tell us all about that. In this piece that I'm running today at 7:15, a little after 7:15, he details all the things that he's doing to save this tree. And I posted some pictures on my Facebook page. You should take a look at the size of this tree. Now, it looks like here at the studio, they got some rain. I don't know if I got rain overnight, but I could see in the parking lot, they got a little bit of rain, and that's what we're waiting for, hoping for rain. It's been awful dry. I've been, of course, watering and fertilizing containers. I bought some hanging baskets really cheap, $8. And I hung them up, and I looked at one yesterday, and I'm like, ugh, should have watered it before I put it up. So I had to take it down and really soak it, and we'll see if it comes back. But it's been awful dry here at the end of the season, so hoping for rain. I was watching Trey on KDKA this morning, and it looked like we might get some coming through, but we'll see. Now, in my garden, I've been picking tomatoes, peppers, beans, cucumbers, and the two best-looking tomatoes plants are a volunteer that popped up late. It has no blight or anything on it. That's what the late ones do, and that's why I'm always talking about planting later. But there's another variety that second year I've grown it. I don't remember. It's called Manon's Majesty, and it was the last tomato introduced by Dr. Manon Gallagly from West Virginia University. He was 101 when he introduced this tomato, and this is one of four of his introductions. And the thing about his tomatoes, he always was breeding a tomato for the home gardener, and this one was specifically bred for not only flavor, but also to resist Septoria leaf spot, which is one of those early blight things that we get where you get that cold, wet spring, and then the spores from the ground, they're always there. They splash up on the bottom of the plant, and then they infect it, and then we get into June, July, and it gets kind of, oh, they got the tarp on PNC Park, so it must have rained last night. I hope I got some of that rain. That infects the plant. We see it in June, July, and we start to lose our foliage. But the Manon's Majesty is true to its breeding. It does not have that issue. And I picked some of those tomatoes. They're really good, really tasty. And I've got, there's always a little bit of pride in when you grow something from seed and you see it come to fruition. And so I had started this flowering tobacco. That's Nicotiana, and it's the full name is Nicotiana sylvestris. This is a really tall flowering tobacco, and the seeds are dust-like. They're really little. You can't imagine that little seed is going to turn into a plant that's like 5-6 feet tall. And so it's just fun to grow that sort of thing from seed. You know, Rob, it looks like we got a couple callers, and you want to grab them before we get to the breaks, before we talk figs?
Let's do that. Here's Joe. Joe, you're on KDK. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Hey, my sister-in-law lives in Franklin, Tennessee, and she sent me some pictures of an invasive plant. That's kudzu?
Kudzu.
Kudzu. What's the history of that? Is that native? Is that moving...
It's not a native. It's a terrible invasive vine. It's here. We have it. I see it. Yeah, I see it worse in the South. My son, when he lived in Virginia, this stuff is awful because it's got thorns all over it too. We spent a good day chopping those vines down, and it's here. And it's invasive, and it's awful. And if you see it, just try and get rid of it. It's a terrible, terrible plant that just can overtake like a woodland in just a few years. So it's just a big tall vine.
She sent pictures of it covering trees.
Yep, that's it.
And they've even scraped the ground, and it comes back.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. It comes back. But again, for these kind of plants, the way we try to deal with them is continual top cutting, just cutting them from the ground, and continually, whenever you see something sprout, cut it. And then the top feeds the bottom, and usually that will solve the problem and kill the roots. So if you see kudzu, get rid of it. And thanks for the call.
All right, let's take one more quick one. Bill, we got about 2 minutes. All yours. Welcome to KDKA.
Okay, good morning. I wanted to know about clematis. Mm-hmm. And do you cut them back or not?
There's three different types of clematis or clematis. You can say it either way. It's perfectly fine. And each one has a different type of pruning. So you got to know what the one, the what type of clematis you've got.
I have purple. It's Jackmanii or something like that.
Yeah, Jackmanii. And that one I need to check and see which way to prune that. So I will take a look at that. I don't remember on that one, even though that one's a really common one. Let me look that up, and then after the news, so you're gonna have to hang in through that fig segment. After that, okay. I'll let you know what it's gonna be.
All right, short break. We'll come back. Stay with us.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When Alan Savinell sent me an email asking if I'd like some figs, I didn't think twice, and I said yes, as I love them. But I had no idea when visiting his home, I'd be looking at the largest fig tree I'd ever seen in my life, in Pennsylvania anyway, filled with thousands of soft purple fruit. I sat down with Alan and his wife Louise at their Penn Hills kitchen table to learn about this family heirloom tree and their passion for growing, harvesting, and sharing their figs. So how did it begin?
Well, the tree we were looking at on the left, it was in my grandpa's yard ever since I was a little boy. And I'm 75 years old, and my father says it was always the same tree. So that original tree could be more than 75 years old. And my grandpa passed away around 1990, and you know, we dug the tree up and brought it over here.
But why did you think you would want to dig it up?
Actually, our youngest daughter, Chrissy, she was the one that wanted the tree brought over, because I probably would not have done it. But she said, I want that tree. And she was just a little girl. So we dug it up and brought it over here. And, every year the tree kept getting a little bigger and a little bigger. And
How big would you say that is? How tall? 15 feet, 20 feet?
Yeah, probably 15.
And how thick would you say that?
You mean the trunk?
Yeah.
It's about 12 inches, I think.
Maybe bigger.
It's about 12 inches.
How many figs would you guess that you're harvesting?
I know exactly.
Oh, okay.
Between all of
them. I don't. Well, what I do, I'll pick figs for a day. And, I'll bring them in here, and I put them on the counter so as I can sort them. Because, some are better than others, Some are good enough to give away, and some are either too ripe or too hard, and we'll do something else, with them. But last year we picked over 6,000 figs. About 10 weeks, because what happens, the ones in the pots start first to produce, and when they wind down, then the ones in the ground, start to take over. I've probably, as near as I can figure, most of what I've picked, this year has so far come from the pots because the big one's just starting. And we've picked about 1,500 from the pots this year.
And so how many total trees do you think you have?
There's about a dozen.
And for the ones in the pots, what do you do with them? In the winter.
Yeah, you wait until a good frost knocks all the leaves off, and you tie it or strap it to condense it as much as possible, and then with a dolly we bring it around from the backyard to the front. We'll cut off as much of the top as we have to, so it can fit through the garage door. And then you leave it there in the garage in the winter. I water in the winter maybe once every 2 weeks, a little bit of water in each pot. But when they're growing outside like they are now, they're using 1 to 2 gallons a day in each tree.
And then how about this giant tree? How do you protect it during the winter? What would you say the spread of it is? It's got to be 15 feet by 15 feet.
So in the fall, in the fall, I fold them down as much as I can,
mm-hmm.
and tie the whole bundle together.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is a heating system. This is a heater here. Mm-hmm. This is a propane heater, which butts into a pipe, like a stove pipe, and if the temperature gets down close to zero, then I run the heater. And for most winters, you don't have to do it. But last year,
We got that real cold
there
snap.
There was a week. Yeah. There was a week. When I was running it, I go around the neighborhood in the fall, people are putting out bags of leaves, for the burrow to pick up. And I'm picking them up also, and I'll put those paper bags in plastic, and then I'll, that just makes it easier to deal with them, in the spring, because by the time the spring comes, some of the bags are just deteriorated completely. And I'll stack or pile the bags, as much as I can. and I put some thermometers inside the pile, so I know when if it's getting cold, you know, how cold it really is. And then I put as many covers, you know, or blankets on it as I can, you know. And the process, I don't do it all in one day, you know. Over a week, I probably spend 3 or 4 hours each day doing it.
Why go to all this trouble?
She asks me that all the time.
He enjoys it. He enjoys growing them.
It's fun. Yeah, that's a good question. You know, I just like watching them grow. I like watching them grow in the spring and the summer. I like picking them for a few weeks. And then after the few weeks, it starts to drag, you know, because you're picking them every day. You're trying to get rid of them every day, and for 9 or 10 weeks. By the time 10 weeks comes, you're thinking, you're not thinking, I'm going to miss these figs. I'm thinking, I'm sure glad that this is over.
What does someone do with 6,000 figs?
He gives a lot of them away.
We use about 1,000. You know, we use about 1,000. You know, and we eat them. We make fig jam with them. I put some in a dehydrator, and so I figure that I'm using about 1,000. So 5,000 are being
friends who like them.
We're just giving them away.
And is there, do you feel a connection to your grandfather by doing this?
I guess he does.
Yeah.
So tell me why you get so emotional thinking about that.
I don't know.
What do you get out of this, out of doing all this work and growing these figs?
Maybe a sore back sometimes.
No, I think he enjoys it.
I enjoy
seeing them coming the taste, and he enjoys eating them also.
Well, I enjoyed meeting both of them and telling the story of these amazing figs. And as I said, we are going to put an event together where you'll be able to taste a fig. If you've never had a real fig, you should. And so stay tuned to DougOster.com. Stay tuned next week, and we will tell you exactly where it's going to be when I find a place to host us.
All right, listen, what we're going to do now is take a break, get the news here at the bottom of the hour, then we'll come right back, and we want to take your phone call, so let's get going. 866-391-1020, whatever is on your mind about gardening, we are ready to take your calls. Next hour, the Coons Cooking Hour, is all about your favorite potato recipes, mashed potatoes, of course, baked potatoes, french fries, and more. 9 o'clock, the folks from Metropolitan Window will stop by, the Schmutzer family. And then, of course, Accurate Solutions. Big day on the Coons Market Black and Gold Sunday show that will be on the air right after local news at 11, up until 1 o'clock today. So stay right where you are with your Pratt Pack on KDKA Pittsburgh.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, let's make it the 10th caller right now to win that Janoski's gift certificate, 412-922-1020. And if you'd like to talk to Doug about gardening, this is the perfect time to dial because we've got room for you. 866-391-1020.
And I wanted to talk about that clematis plant we talked about earlier in the show, Jackmannii. So I looked it up. So there's three different groups of clematis, and each one is pruned differently. It's from group three. So you are to cut it back hard, about 2 feet above the ground in late winter, early spring. So that ship sailed. Do that next year, early, like February, hack back that brown stuff, and then that'll encourage new growth, vigorous growth. And so I've got lots of questions over the last week, and one of them was when to move a peony. And I always say never, never move a peony. One time, I told this story before, but I had a peony that I inherited at my first garden, and it had to be moved. It wasn't blooming good. It wasn't in the sun it needed. And I had a spot in the back where I thought it was perfect. And so I can't remember if I did it spring or fall, but probably the wrong time. And I put it in this back spot and added compost and everything. And it took 3 years for it to bloom. And when it was just filled with buds, I came back from work one day, and all the buds but one were pulled off and just sitting on the ground. And I came running into the house when, you know, my kids were probably, I don't know, 7 and 9, 9 and 11, something like that. I'm like, what happened to that peony out there? And they're just like, Eric got stuck on third base and he was just sitting there. He didn't have anything to do. And so I didn't realize I was moving the peony to what was the backyard third base for baseball. So anyway, it took 3 years for the thing to come back. But if it has to be moved, it has to be moved. And so when is the best time to do it? Boy, I'm telling you, every expert has a different answer. And so some say right when they are poking up from the ground, you just see that red thing. Others say at the end of the season in September to move it. I would go along with that. I would be one of the people that would say, let's move it later in the season when it's already done its thing. It's already flowered. It's sat there all season. So it's got all that energy in the leaves. Maybe wait till the leaves just start to degrade, turn brown, and then move it. And whenever we're moving something like that, something that doesn't like to be moved, I'm always digging a hole first. And again, you got to approximate what it's going to be in the case of like this peony. And so then I'm filling that with compost. And it's because I don't want the plant to be out of the ground for too long. And so I'll have that kind of hole ready. I'll lift the peony or whatever it might be, move it over into that hole, water right away, put that backfill in, put some mulch on it. The mulch never touches the bottom of the plant. It's more like a donut, not a volcano. And then cross your fingers and say your prayers, especially for a peony. But again, some of these situations where you're moving or there's construction happening, and like the peony might be a special plant, might be a plant that your grandmother grew or whatever it might be, and it has to be moved, otherwise it's going to get killed. You have nothing to lose by moving it. And we're moving into a period where it's going to be great for planting. As soon as we make that step into September, we're talking about bulbs, perennials, shrubs, and trees. And the reason that we're planting in the fall, and we talk about it here every year, it's that the shorter days and cooler temperatures are more conducive to root growth than top growth. When we put in those plants, the perennials and the shrubs and the trees, we put those in the spring, there's no problem there. We can do it, but you're going to have to help that tree or shrub or perennial out, because what it's doing is it's putting on the root growth, it's putting on the top growth, and it may be trying to flower too. That's a lot to ask from a plant. When we're putting it in, when we go to September, all it's going to want to do, it's not going to want to put any top growth on, it's not going to want to flower, it's just going to add roots to the bottom, which is what we want it to do. And when you get a tree or a shrub or a perennial established in the fall, it's just you have barely anything left to do. Maybe some watering for that tree if it gets like this super dry. But when we do it in the spring, we have to water all the way through the season if we don't get rain. And so fall is this great time to plant and preparing to plant. Now, I was at a nursery the other day, and I saw that they had bulbs already, which is exciting because bulb planting season is coming. When we get there, I'll talk about it. But I've already got my plans in order on where I'm going to plant my bulbs. And I'm putting in, as we talk all the time, 1,000 bulbs a year at least. Repeating a story I tell all the time where my grandparents and other family members are buried, Lakeview Cemetery in Cleveland, where President Garfield has his monument. They have a thing there called Daffodil Hill. And when I was 7, I went and visited there to visit the graves and looked back and saw Daffodil Hill. And I was just entranced with that. And when I moved to this garden some almost 30 years ago, I told my mom, I'm making my own Daffodil Hill in memory of my grandparents. And so that's the idea. And so I've got plenty of space to plant daffodils. And I'm working this whole bank that's right on the driveway. I started it last fall, and I won't complete it this fall, but maybe the next fall. And with daffodils, they're going to be there long after I'm gone. And whoever's driving up that driveway is going to look at those flowers and be like, man, whoever lived here, they must have been crazy. There's a lot of daffodils in there. I love daffodils. They come back year after year. The deer don't eat them. There's all sorts of different varieties of daffodils, 13 different divisions. And so they can be little itty bitty things. They can be big. They can be early. They can be mid-season. They can be late. And so I can't wait. As I said, I've already mapped out what I'm going to do. In fact, I did a video for the show that's on my YouTube channel, In Doug's Garden, where the foliage was declining, I put some stakes next to those areas so that I know where to plant this fall. It's always about planning. I love the planning part of gardening. And so in the early spring, when these flowers are blooming, I'm already thinking, okay, I need more here, I need more there. I'm taking pictures, I'm jotting down a little map, I'm putting some stakes in the garden so that we can see where to plant. And fall is just the second most important time behind spring for planting. Don't think that this is the time of the year where you're just going to say, okay, that's it, I'm done. I'm going to pick my tomatoes. I'm going to enjoy my marigolds. No, there's more to do. And the other thing that I'm doing right now is in the vegetable garden. Anytime anything comes out, anytime I've got any space at all, I'm adding things. And so we're talking about Swiss chard, lettuce, arugula, beets, anything that loves cold weather is being planted now. My peas, which I planted about 3 weeks ago, they're already climbing and looking good, and it'd be nice to have this great fall harvest of peas. You know, we usually spring peas are planted on St. Patrick's Day, the fall peas in August, and it's just fun to have a longer season, extending that season, and that's what we're doing by planting right now.
All right, we're going to take a break and hopefully planting some calls to join us on the other side at 866-391-1020. There's that buzzing in the air. Steve Rapaski's got a question, and we're going to give him an answer.
Yes, Steve Rapaski from Bee Control and Meadow Sweet Apiaries texted me a question. Can I plant garlic in containers? Yes, you can, Steve, and that's probably how I'm going to have to do it this year because I had a garlic crop failure. And so for containers, you want a big container. I'm using 15-gallon fabric pots. You could go bigger if you'd want. My friend John Oprasik, the famous artist here in Pittsburgh, he does them in big, giant raised beds. And in a 15-gallon container, I'm only putting 3 cloves in. So you don't want to crowd them. You never want to crowd garlic. And then I'm protecting that with straw. I'm putting straw on top and around them. I haven't had as much success as far as the size of the bulbs. They're pretty good size, but not as good as in the ground. But still, it's worth a try. And so we're planting our garlic not until probably about October, sometimes into November, depending on how the winter starts. But I'm always getting my garlic from Janoski's. That's the way to buy your garlic. Buy it as a food crop instead of a seed crop. It's the same exact thing, but it's more expensive when they call it seed. And so I'm always getting my garlic from Janoski's, and it's good stuff. Good local garlic that we know is hardy, and there's nothing like garlic from the garden.
All right, let's go right to the phones and say hi to Kay in Bethel Park. Good morning, Kay.
Hi, Doug. What happened to the apricots this year? None of the farmers have apricots, or if you get them, they're not good at all. What happened to them?
Boy, I actually don't know about apricots. We might have to ask Frank about that on the next show here, Rob, because I don't know anything about apricots. I guess there's an issue with them. My guess would be it's something about a late freeze or some kind of growing condition, and I don't know. That's a great question, though. We'll see if Frank can answer that for us, right?
Yes, we will. Thank you for the call. All right, couple minutes, all yours.
All right, got one last chance here to come to Italy with me. We're running out of seats, and so I am going to visit Sicily and southern Italy.
Can I, real quick, you have 3 minutes. I got to tell you something about Italy. You know, I was just telling you about how lonely I am, and I need a date, okay? I don't even know if she's married, but I find the Prime Minister of Italy one of the most fascinating politicians, and she is beautiful, but I love her fire. I love her passion of her country, her people, the essence of the food, the tradition. I mean, the cobblestone streets, the history, the Vatican. I have been just really become enamored with Prime Minister Meloni. So if you happen to see her, please tell her to come on my show or get me a plane ticket book because I'd love to meet her.
That explains the poster in your house. Frank, you got to come in here. We got a question about apricots. All right.
We'll she's great, though.
Frank can come in here for the last minute and see if we can figure out the apricot issue.
You just have taken over the show in the last couple of minutes. I don't even, where are
well,
we?
Well, I saw him out there. You're talking about.
No, it's okay.
You're talking about the Prime Minister of Italy.
Meloni, she's great.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Frank.
Is there a problem with apricots this year?
That, I'm not really sure. I have to check in on that.
You know, okay,
my dad was always the expert on it. I wish John Clemens, he oversees all of our perishables. And even his son, who's on vacation right now. We'll have an answer next week.
We had a call said that why aren't there, the farmers don't have apricots, and the ones that do, that are in the store, aren't very good. So I guess we're going to have to research this between the two of us, put two great minds together. Well, three, including you, Rob.
Two and a half.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll make a couple calls during
we'll
the breaks.
Find out,
and
we'll
we
find out about the apricots.
Well, you know, it's funny. Christmas, growing up, two things we always had, Figs and apricots. That was like...
You don't see the apricots as much anymore.
No, I love them.
I mean, they're all from California.
I think we used to eat them like dried or something. That's
we can get dried.
That's like those banana chips.
They're usually imported, and that might be an issue right now.
Okay.
But the fresh ones, I'll check in on it. We'll get an answer here after the break.
Well, let's talk Chambersburg peaches then, because I was at your place and I got Chambersburg peaches and I went home a hero. Man, those things are good.
They're delicious. They had a shorter crop this year, a smaller crop because of freeze issues, and but they were still enough to be able to produce, and we were able to get a hold of a bunch. And,
there's something about the soil there that makes those peaches different.
I think it's just the weather just happens to be perfect there for to grow those peaches.
Growing them here is no fun. I had a friend who has since passed, good old Bert Bloom, always said, peaches will break your heart.
Sonny Janowski told me the exact same thing the very first year he planted peaches. He said, peaches can break your heart.
Yeah, and it's, I think, only 1 out of 3 years here you get a crop. But when you do, the peaches from the garden, just like anything else, are just amazing. But those Chambersburg peaches, those are something, Frank.
Yeah, we came through again this year, and hopefully keep coming through. They only really have like a 2 to 3 week season.
Hmm. Is it done already? Did I miss it?
Mm-mm.
Oh, good.
They're still going.
Oh.
Favorite way to eat potatoes? With garlic, I'm sure.
Garlic mashed potatoes. That's the only way to eat them.
All right.
I'm into the baked potatoes.
We are talking potatoes. You got 30 seconds. Anything else?
Come with me to Italy and Sicily. There's about 3 seats left. We're going late October into November, the perfect time to be in Italy. It's going to be nice and cool. There won't be as many tourists. And Italy, as Rob said, is one of the greatest places in the world. If
it is.
See the prime minister, I'll say hi.
Please.
Get an autograph for you. Maybe maybe a few pictures.
Please.
I don't know.
She's pretty cool, though. All right, let's go to the news. And then Frank and I, Doug's done. Do your little thing.
Remember, organic gardeners, you make our world brighter and safer with each seed you sow. And every peach that you eat.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAFGiving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.